Good morning, SP. Let's open with a word of prayer. Lord God, we thank you for bringing us here today to hear you, to be with you. Thank you for this Christmas season where we celebrate you. We celebrate Jesus this Christmas. And that we remember your first coming as well as your second coming. That's yet to be. So, yeah, help us to prepare our hearts and mind for this. And especially for this time, I ask that you to anoint my lips to speak your words of truth and encouragement, and open our eyes to see you and our hearts to receive you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we are moving closer to Christmas, I'm pausing from going through the book of Colossians today, and let's turn to Matthew chapter 2, the visit of the Magi. So chapter 2, I think we can read the whole chapter. So Matthew chapter 2. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his stars in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what has been written by the prophet: And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah. For out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called the Magi and determined from them the exact time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. And when you have found him, report to me, so that I too may come and worship him." After hearing the king, they went their way, and the star which they had seen in the east went on before them until it came and stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. After coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, the Magi left for their own country by another way. Now, when they had gone, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." So Joseph got up and took the child and his mother, while it was still night, and left for Egypt. He remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I call my son." Then when Herod saw that he had been tricked by the Magi, he became very enraged and sent and slew all the male children who were in Bethlehem and all its vicinity from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the Magi. Then what had been spoken through Jeremiah the prophet was fulfilled. "A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for the children, and she refused to be comforted, because they were no more. But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph and in Egypt and said, 'Get up, take the child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead.' So Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Then after being warned by God in a dream, he left for the regions of Galilee and came and lived in a city called Nazareth. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophets. He shall be called a Nazarene. So I'm sure all of you have heard of this story many times. Let me begin with a few common misconceptions about the visits of Magi. I'm sure some of you already know about these, but I guess for the benefit of those who haven't heard of it before, I'll just highlight a few of them. The first point is Jesus was born possibly around 5 BC, so not the AD 100 or something, so it's 5 BC. So why do I say that? From historical records, we know that Herod died in the spring of 4 BC, and so from Matthew 2:16, we can see that Herod set the age of 2 years old or younger males to be killed. So Jesus was probably born sometime between 6 BC and early 4 BC. The second point, Magi visited Jesus around 6 weeks after the shepherds came by. So Jesus was probably around 6 weeks old or so. So unlike some of the old Christian paintings or nativity stories you've seen with shepherds, magi, and the animals gather around the manger at the same time, this is actually a different time, and it's about 6 weeks or so apart. Why do I say that? So in Luke 2:16, the shepherds found Jesus wrapped in a cloth in a manger, whereas in Matthew 2:10, the Magi came into a house to see Jesus with Mary. So it's likely that when the space became available, sometime after the shepherds came, the newborn baby and Mary moved from a manger into a house. And also, this part needs a bit more thinking. In the biblical times, after birth of a boy, women were considered unclean. The woman who gave birth considered unclean for 7 days. And also they had to stay at home for another 33 days before they would present themselves in the temple for an offering of purification. And you can read about that in Leviticus chapter 12. So when we turn to Luke chapter 2, verse 22 to 38, it tells us that Mary went to Jerusalem. So Bethlehem and Jerusalem is about a two-hour walk. So Mary went to Jerusalem, to the temple for purification. And at the time when she went to purification, she can only offer pigeons as her offering. So that means she was poor. She could not afford a lamb as an offering. So to me, it suggested that at that time, when he gave the offering, at the time of offering of purification, they did not receive the gold yet. Yeah, they probably did not receive the gold from the Magi. So, and I'm sure the Magi didn't just give them one or two gold coins, they gave probably a bag of them. So I'm sure they would have been able to afford to get a lamb as an offering. So I would suggest that after 40 days since Jesus' birth, the Magi visited them, and that's where they received the gold that would help them to finance their flight to escape to Egypt. So that's the second misconception. The third one, I'm sure, all of you know about this as well. There may not be three Magi. There were at least two. And they also had an entourage with them, entourage of bodyguards and people. So why do I say that? So Matthew 2 is the only gospel that explicitly talk about the visits of Magi. And of course, you know, Magi is a plural form of a Greek word, Magos. So clearly there were at least two of them. And traditions suggested that there were three Magi because of the three gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Given the importance of these people, Magi, and some translations call them wise men or kings, they carry expensive gifts from far away land in the east. So they must have brought with them some bodyguards and servants to attend to them on this long journey that they don't know how long it would last, in case there were some thieves and bandits. So lots of people came to see Jesus, the working class, as well as the royalties, or the people in the position of power as well as the poor people, or the low class, like the shepherds that we consider. So my next focus is, who are these Magi's? Or some translations say they are three wise men or three kings. So Bible dictionary says that the Magi's are a caste of wise men specializing in astronomy, astrology, and natural science. Or another meaning of Magi's, or English word Magus, sorcerer or magician. So like the group of people mentioned in the book of Daniel. And this name was also came up there in the book of Daniel as well. So these names were given by the Babylonians, Medes, Persians, and others as the wise men, teachers, priests, physicians, astrologers, interpreters of dreams. The word also shows up in Acts 13. To name a Jewish false prophet called Bar-Jesus. I mean, the word as in the original Greek form of Magi. And also in the same chapter, a magician called Elymas is also mentioned. So a reason that you don't see it translated as magician or sorcerer in the official Bible for Matthew chapter 2 could have been that the translator find it very challenging to call these God-honoring magicians good guys, or that it might seem dangerous to suggest that even the occult would worship Jesus. But I guess the Bible did say that what in the future, all knees will bow to worship the king. So, yeah, even though some Magi could honestly inquire after the truth, as we see here, many are actually rogue Magi as well. So, so here, you notice that the official translation didn't translate these Magi as kings. But then why are we often called these three kings? Where does the idea of three kings come from? So when I look into it, I found that in 3 AD, they were writing records that shows Magi were considered kings. And maybe it was interpreted as the fulfillment of the prophecies in Psalm 72, verse 10 and 11, where the kings were giving gifts to the Messiah. And verse 11 says, "May all kings fall down before him." Excuse me. And by around 8th century, traditions also show that the names of the three kings, the kings were came from King of Arabia, King of Persia, King of India, and they were also of different age. age of around 20, 40, and 60. So it really shows like people of all age group, people from different race and Gentile groups also come to worship the king. Who are these magi? Who are these magi? I think that's a key question, right? And I think the point I want to share here is they are essentially seekers, seekers of God. If you read verse 2 in Matthew chapter 2, the question they had is, where is he who was born, who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his stars in the east and have come to worship him. So here, this was clearly more than a visit to a child who would become king. If you were the wise man and come and see some small child getting birth in a manger, and it's not from a palace, it would seem like quite strange that you would like go and bow down and worship him. But here, these magi worship him. And these magi were wise men and know all sorts of spiritual truths, like Daniel did. And this child, Jesus, they intend to worship, was far more than a future king. And they knew that he was God. And that's why they bow down and worship him. So what does the act of worship usually mean or entails? Yeah, in those days, bowing down and worship. And also in submission with adoration, paying honor, and bringing gifts. And that's what they did. They brought gifts to this king and to this Lord. Okay. Can I invite the worship team to start playing some music? So here, the Magi brought gifts to Jesus to celebrate his coming. Are you getting gifts ready for Jesus this Christmas? Have you thought about what kind of gifts he might like for Christmas? Why don't you pray and ask him what gifts he likes? And also, these magi are seekers of truth, seekers of Jesus. Do you know anyone who is seeking the truth? Do you know anyone who's asking questions like, why am I here? What's my purpose on earth? Is there more than this to life? More than working, more than paying bills, more than getting fed, earning money, climbing the corporate ladder? Is God revealing someone to you in mind that you could introduce Jesus to the person and share the gospel with him or her? Yeah, there's definitely more than eating and drinking with families and friends this Christmas. So I encourage you to bless Jesus with a gift. Share Jesus this Christmas. And celebrate Jesus this Christmas. God's everlasting love display. Yes, Lord God, you are so worthy. You are so worthy of our worship. Yeah, help us to worship you in ways that's pleasing to you, offering our hearts in all that we say and do so that it pleases you and that also bless our hearts as well. Thank you, God. So let's turn to corporate prayer. Pray for those who are suffering from cancer and going through chemo or radiation therapy. Yeah, pray that this Christmas, God bless them with a special gift as well. Yes, we have a number of people who don't know Jesus in our community. Pray that, yes, the gift of salvation will be received. Pray that they know Jesus this Christmas, that they are invited to Christmas service or that the gospel is preached to them and that they have the soft heart to receive. We also want to pray for those who are suffering from other infirmities. Yeah, pray that God's healing touch be upon them. And let them know that God is real in so many different ways. Let's continue to contend that God provides for those who's looking for work, and that God opens a door for them as well. Today, our mission focus is Japan. Pray for Peace Sophia, for Tokyo Church Plant. And you might actually notice that from the last slide, Peace Sophia is feeling ill. Also, pray for her full recovery. And also pray for our partner, P. Jenny O. Oasis House in Cambodia, and also our missionary, Grace, in Cambodia as well. Continue to pray for our missions councils, for how to partner with different missionaries and NGOs in Hong Kong as well as globally. Yeah, pray that they hear God well and simply obey. SP Local Outreach, where we serve and minister to those in Hong Kong. Yes, pray for IGAPE, the Migrant Workers Outreach, HOMI, the poor and the elderly, Freedom, the Present Outreach, Bridge Translation and Interpretation, and Recreation, the Drug Rehab Ministry. And yes, next week there will be a Christmas Outreach for the Recreation Ministry. So yes, please cover them in prayer, especially. Please also cover Cadence, the leader of our foster and adoption ministry. Tonight we have intercessory prayer team meeting. I'm sure we're going to pray for salvation for Christmas service this Sunday, as well as we are praying for the youth gathering tonight, youth worship service and SPU as well. The last day of house church this season for Elements, Go, McKay, Madaddy, Robinson. Yes, please pray for God's presence with them. And yeah, just a good God time together. Lord God, we thank you for Hong Kong. We continue to pray for Hong Kong despite these past couple of weeks of apparent peace. And we know that anything could happen anytime, but Lord God, we ask that you to continue to use your invisible hands to move things, move hearts, and that your will be done in Hong Kong, that your perfect plan be accomplished. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please continue to take time for your personal quiet time. And have a good day. See you this weekend.